Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Barbaro Garby. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Baker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Lansford moves to third. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is hit by the pitch. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Garby moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Garby scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon throws the ball into Johnson, who relays the ball to Trammell, who tags Davis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Heath moves to third. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Baker reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to Essien and back to Lansford, who tags Johnson for the out. Baker moves to third. Garby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lansford scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Rainey now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garbi strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball towards right. Davis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davis. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Baker moves to third. It's 7-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baker scores. Garby moves to second. It's 8-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Garby scores. It's 9-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 10-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford juggles the ball. That's an error on Lansford. Gibson moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Parrish moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochte hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 12-1, Tigers. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Burrows now playing left field. Bill Almon now playing right field. Mike Heath now playing third base. Mike Davis now playing center field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Lance Parrish. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Grubb moves to third. Herndon moves to second. It's 13-1, Tigers. Mark Wagner now pitching. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Darrell Evans. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 14-1, Tigers. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Barbaro Garbi now playing second base. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Marty Castillo now catching. Johnny Grubb now playing right field. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essien moves to third. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows strikes out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Garby takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heath fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Garby moves to second. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garby moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-3 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.